All right, I'm here with Lee Konitz. This is Paul Slackers, Good News Planet. Hello, Lee. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Just talking about listening to some of this music for the first time. I don't hear this kind of playing very often, so it's still a novelty for me. But I was wondering how George, our host, is hearing all of this now after being responsible for all the great music that he's responsible for recording, Miles and all those people.
Well, Lee, let me ask you, I mean, I might be out of my mind, but I'm a saxophone player.
Oh, okay.
But the point is, what do you mean you have it? You know music like inside out and backwards and forwards.
Not quite. I don't know the backwards very well, and I'm in trouble with the forwards sometimes.
This is one of the greatest musicians in the world.
Well,
come on, let's be frank. I mean, you're a master. You worked hard to do that, right?
Yeah, but I must state clearly that I'm very fortunate. I'll be 90 on October 13th. And I feel that's a blessing, you know. It's a bit of a curse also, because you don't have very much longer after 90, right?
No, that's wrong. So you're just mid-age.
George is 98?
I know.
I mean,
it's good to be a musician. This is the proof. We have some proof here.
Yeah, really. I'm very grateful.
So you're still playing now and then?
Yeah, we're just talking about something coming up next week. I'm playing, Ira Glasser.
It sounds familiar.
I'm playing in Washington at the Kennedy Center to honor him, and I'm just forgetting his name.
Ira.
It was Ira.
Ira.
Jesus Christ.
It's not Ira. Ira Hammerstein. Ira Gershwin. Ira. I don't know. I don't know. Well, in any case, we'll look it up and we'll put it.
One of the great writers of jazz music. I mean, reporting.
Yeah, I can't
Ira
hit that
Glasser?
One. Maybe. I'm going to make sure we'll find out and we'll put it in this.
Well, that's what I was just saying. I can memorize something for a week and a half and then it goes out the window.
Yeah, well, so, it seems to me one out of a billion.
My rationalization for that is because that facilitates the freedom to just improvise. Because otherwise I'd be too self-conscious.
Somebody once told me that when, you know, actually when you get a little amnesia or something on these things, the whole world is new again to you.
Yeah, right.
What's good news for you?
Good news is that I'm still able to enjoy my wife and my music and other people's music. I even enjoyed this little offering here. And what more can you do?
Oh, that's great. Last question. We're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? Lee Konitz, what does peace mean to you?
Today is that day?
No, today's not that day. Oh. It's in September. But what does peace mean to you?
Well, it means that we have a long ways to go, regrettably. To keep trying halfway, half-assedly somehow. Trump, what kind of hero is this motherfucker? And I'm happy to be around as long as they'll have me, and I wish the best to everybody else.
Okay, Lee, thanks so much for sharing good news.